Codependent Podcast.
Welcome back to another week of the Codependent Podcast. And it's only been four days since we had one out. So you're so welcome. Having this.
I know you missed us. Don't act like you didn't.
Don't act like you didn't. I missed you guys. You know what feels so good, Jamie? What? Is that I can still get like a newborn baby to sleep.
Kidsy, you've still got it.
I've got the touch.
You can borrow her tonight.
No, I feel like.
Do you want her tonight?
I feel like she kind of likes me.
Oh, she does.
Because I'm like really able to get her go to sleep.
I know. You're always like, sometimes I get anxious. It's not with like a certain person. Sometimes I'm like, I feel bad. Like if someone can't get her to sleep, like it's not their fault. It's her fault. Like, you know what I mean?
Totally.
So sometimes people are like, oh, can I hold her? And I'm like,
let me get her to sleep first.
Let me get her to sleep. Yeah. And then you can hold her like, so you can enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Cause if she's like squirmy and fussy, like nobody wants a squirmy fussy baby.
No, but like you can do it. So I'm like, yes.
I do. I just feel like I
need to be a little free.
I feel like I have like a magic touch with her.
You do.
I don't know why. I feel like we're like pretty connected.
You're connected.
Maybe her middle name should have been Mac.
I zoomed my cell phones in that.
Yeah, sorry about that. Rossi Mac is loud.
She's loud.
She's loud, girl.
She's loud. But it's like also like my favorite thing about her, so it's fine.
I agree. I totally agree with that.
I love it. It gives her spunk.
She is spunky.
If she's anything. Yes, so anything new?
Payson's birthday is today.
Yes. Happy birthday, Queen P.
But I'm bum.
There we go. She's a little bit of clapping. She's also a little bit of magic.
So she is for sure magic.
So, you know, and she's a little drum. So
she's funny. Yeah, she's funny. It's perfect.
So there we go.
I can't believe my baby's five.
Dude, five.
Five is you're a kid.
Five is sad.
Five
is like, you're not a toddler anymore. You can get away with being a toddler at four.
You can be a toddler at four.
Like, you have a kid now. You have a little girl.
I have a little girl, and she's going to start kindergarten. I'm going to cry. I'm literally going to cry.
like
I can't talk about it.
It's big.
It just happened so fast.
Like, how?
Like, me and DJ always say that. I'm just like, I just don't understand. Like, the days are so long. Every day, I'm exhausted. I'm ready to put them down. I'm exhausted. And then I think about the fact that she's five.
That little line... People always say the days are long, the years are short.
It's true.
It's so true.
I used to hate when the little old ladies would be like, well, just enjoy it now. It goes by like in a blink of an eye. And I was like, yeah. Okay, grandma. And then now I'm like, every day they're just bigger and older. And Pierce turns three next month. And I
know it's crazy.
It really like breaks my heart a little bit.
I know. Like they grow so fast. And it's like, sometimes I on hard days, I'm like, ugh. Can't wait for this to be over. But then I'm like, oh, but like, I know I'll miss it one day. I know I'll miss the mess, even though I'm psycho and I hate it.
Yeah. Same.
I know one day I'm going to be like, my house is perfectly clean and I have nothing to clean. What do I do?
No, literally, what do I do? One thing that I mean, it's hard. I mean, I'm holding Monty right now and just getting the best baby snuggles in the entire universe. But like, also, like, it's easy. Like, Payson is easy. Yes. I know how to handle her emotions. She can get herself ready in the morning. She's
got your schedule.
I don't worry much about her.
Yes.
Like, she's just a good kid because she's older. Like, it's so fun to get older.
Yes, it is.
As sad as it is, like, to not have a newborn, like, it's so fun.
And it's fun for them, too. They get more independence every year. They you see who they are as a person. And it's so fun to see who your kids are. Like, you can raise them however you want to raise them, but at the end of the day, like, they're still their own person.
Yeah.
And that's weird.
And it's fun. It's fun. Like, and I mean, she's my girl. So, like,
yes.
We get to, like, go get our nails done together. And, like, she enjoys going to the mall. Like, I think about the things that, like, mom used to do with me that, like, I have, like, hardcore memories of.
100%.
Like, taking me to get pedicures with her or taking me to Target. You know, those little things, like, she's making those memories. I mean, even like Easter, all I thought about the whole way home was like our kids like lined up at the door to like go for
run
the Easter
outside.
Egg hunt. I was doing that with my cousins, which what feels like yesterday.
No, I was telling mom, cause mom was like, was it so fun? And I'm like, 100% the kids had the best time of their life.
Yes. Like, and I vividly remember doing that with my cousins.
Like they just had the best time ever. And Navy like hasn't stopped talking about how fun Easter was and just, I'm like, I love those memories that our kids get to make. It's the most precious.
But it's crazy that like we're now the ones hiding in charge
of the memories.
Yes.
Yes.
Like,
I'll think of a moment. I'm like, I hope this is a core memory. Like, same. You know what I mean? I'm like, I wonder if it will be, but like, I hope it is.
Yes. I feel like Navy has a core memory of Great Wolf Lodge, of them in their bunk beds, because I went in there to check on them and I was like, are you guys having fun? And Payson said, it's the best day ever. And Navy looked at me with like her big old bug eyes. And she was like, it's the best time ever. Thank you for inviting me. And I literally wanted to cry because I'm like, it was so simple to bring her. It was easier to bring her than it was to not bring her. Like, but like, it meant so much to her. And that is something she's going to remember forever.
Oh, she's talked about it every single day. She slept with her wolf.
Same.
Every single night since she's come home. Like, that wand is a staple toy in our house now. I mean, that's a core memory.
Yeah.
Like,
and it's so fun to be in charge of that. And like, giving our kids like a birthday that they like will remember. You know what I mean?
And like something that they love. Like for example, this year, it's like Payson loves Ghost Spider.
Loves.
Like, is that not so cheesy? Yeah, it is. But like, who cares? Because she loves it.
100%.
Like, she loves it.
And I haven't even told her that I got her Ghost Spider cake and she's going to be so excited. I got her Ghost Spider costume for her birthday. Like
she's going to die.
She's going to die. And it's just being in charge of those moments as a mom, like, just thinking about the fact that she, like, her birthday's in my hands. Like, if she has, like, a good day and if she remembers it and if she has fun, I don't know. It's just, oh, she just seems so old.
I know.
I literally could cry. And she had a competition this weekend, too.
Oh, yes, so yes, yes.
That was, like, her birthday weekend. But next weekend, we're going to Disney for her birthday.
Oh,
so
I love it. I'm jealous. I miss Disneyland already.
I'm so excited. I mean, we've had this plan since like January.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I asked her so many times what she wants to do for her birthday because I feel bad not throwing a party, but I'm like, no party. Like,
yep.
No party. No like gifts. Like, we got her the Ghost Spider dress.
Yes.
That was on Amazon. It was like $20. But other than that, like, no presents. We're just going to do Disneyland and have like a fun weekend as a family. And so it'll be fun. I'm actually really excited to go to Disneyland with the kids. So I'm doing that we leave on Thursday night. So
yeah, it'll be fun. It's always hard because I feel the same. I'm always like, Disneyland or party? Like, I know you kind of want both, but we got to choose one.
Yes. And I don't want to do Disneyland every year.
No, I don't either.
I want her to have a party every
like
once in a while.
I like to go to Disneyland. So like, sure.
It's nice because then it throws an excuse to go to Disneyland.
It's true. And then you don't have to plan a party.
Then you have to plan a party. You don't have to pay for a party. You don't have to pay for food for everybody. Cause like that adds up.
Completely.
Like, I can go to Disneyland for like, I don't even know how much. Our tickets were $600 for our full family.
Yep. I think too, like, we do get kind of lucky because we get a free stay every time we go, like in a free hotel. And so that cuts the cost by like, it's tremendous.
And that's very, very, very lucky and very.
100%. I'm so grateful.
What's the word I'm thinking of?
Privileged?
Privileged.
Yes. Yes.
Very privileged because that's like, I mean, Disneyland is expensive, but
and I've had people like say like, oh, how do you afford Disney or whatever? And I'm like, yeah, because we can get a free hotel. It
cuts down the cost.
Cuts the cost a ton. And also I want to note, like, if you find Disney tickets, like really early in advance, you can get them like cheaper.
Yeah.
Like,
also
they're expensive.
The Grand Legacy really isn't that bad.
No.
I've paid for it before.
Like, yes. Same.
I will pay to stay there because of how much I really do love it.
Or they'll say like, you have a night or two free. And then I want to stay like 4 nights or whatever. I'll pay.
Yes.
The extra
and
nights.
Like what? Like $170, $200 a night. Like, yeah. Really?
To be right, I mean, across from this.
Obviously like that's expensive. Yes. Hotel room. But like if you just do like 2 days, like, yep. I don't know. I feel like a party, like, I threw Payson her birthday party last year. I used no free vendors. I used everything that I had. I went to Party City for decorations. Like, I did not go over the top. I ordered pizza for everyone. I figured out I spent over $1,000 on that party. And it was simple. Jamie, it was
so simple.
I had one vendor. I used the arches that said Payson's 3, 4 or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
That
was
it. Yep. I bought my decorations at Party City. I used IKEA tables. I used my bounce house. Like, the pizza itself was like $500.
Oh.
And we only invited family. We invited my family, DJ's family, and 2 friends.
Yep.
And that was it because I didn't want to throw her a huge party last year. And it still added up. I'm going to have more fun at Disneyland.
Yep, exactly.
So we're going to Disneyland.
Yep.
Like, I'm not even like, I'm a little bit sad about not throwing her a party, but like, it's a little bit exhausting.
Yeah.
And my kids' birthdays are a month apart, so I'm going to throw Pierce a party this year.
Yes, yes. No, that's hard. I know. Navy wants a party this year. I mean, her birthday's not till September, so we got time. But she does.
You got time.
She does. She did ask. She's like, I want a party. I want to invite my friends. She wants to invite some school friends. So like,
so
we're definitely going to do a party this year for her, but.
But you didn't do one for Rossi.
Yes,
so exactly. So one party a year is great.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And I actually love planning parties. They just add up.
They just add up.
Like, I actually think they're so fun. And I love, like, being extra.
Payson wanted to do snippets this year. Oh, which they yes. do, like, their hair and makeup and nails. And then they get to, like, dress up and go down, yep. like, a runway. So that's what we were going to do. And it really wasn't that expensive.
No, it wasn't.
It was, like, $20 a person. Yes. And you do 8 kids. And they provide cupcakes.
Oh, nice.
And goodie bags.
Yeah.
So, like, we were going to do that because yes. I'm like, that sounds perfect. But then she wanted to go to Disney. So I was like, we can do snippets next year.
Yeah. yeah.
Like, we'll do it next year. So
yes.
we won't deal with a party this year, but I'm really excited. She's really excited. And that is my update. That is all.
I love it.
Anything?
I love it.
Anything for you?
You know, not too much.
Not too much.
Not too much.
Any plans this weekend? Last weekend? I mean, this is going to come out on Monday. So,
no. Not really.
No. Okay.
I mean, I'm like trying to think. There's not too much happening.
Are you going to finish the wallpaper in Monty's room?
Yes. I just sent her all the measurements. So hopefully that will be getting ordered soon. I've got to get that done. Get that room wallpapered and ready.
Wait, did you guys figure out last weekend? Did you move rooms around?
We didn't move beds around because, I mean, I guess I could update like the podcast girls. We didn't move beds because we're kind of thinking about doing foster care. I don't know what age of kids
you're gonna have,
so I don't know if I'm gonna buy a crib or an extra bed. So I don't know, that kind of plays into what bed I'm moving and where I'm moving it, you know what
and
I mean?
And you're still waiting for information.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
so I'm just,
that was actually a good segue because I got asked a bunch in my question box if that was something that we were still looking into.
I got asked for you too.
It is something we kind of stopped looking into. We got like our background checks and our certification for that.
Yes.
Like our fingerprint clearance, yes. and all of that. But I just couldn't make the decision until I know for a fact we're done having kids. And I'm still
a huge decision
trying to figure that out. And you can't foster kids when you're pregnant. So, right?
They've actually kind of changed the rules. Okay. I don't know about being pregnant because I asked them like, could I get a newborn with having a newborn? And they were like, oh yeah. If it's a two-parent household, you can have up to 8 kids in your house.
Okay.
Biological and
okay,
like foster children. You can have up to 8. It doesn't matter the age ranges as long as there's 2 parents in the household.
If we don't end up having a third, this year we'll for sure finish the fostering process. But if we decide we want a third, then we'll probably wait until like you waited.
And you'll still do it.
We'll still do it. Yeah. Just maybe, I mean, I also like, I really want to do it when my kids are teenagers.
Yeah.
I really want teenagers.
I know.
Which makes me very stressed, but I want like a little bit older of kids.
I agree. We will have older eventually.
Yes.
Like as our kids get older. But I don't know. I felt like a pull on my heart lately.
Yeah.
Like to do it. And so, I mean, we're going to get certified and do all of that. The best thing is that you can choose. It's totally in your hands.
Yeah.
They'll send you, they said they get like 20 inquiries a day. They'll send you them.
Yeah.
And then you can choose like, totally. Hey, you know what? Right now feels right. It doesn't feel right. Who knows? I mean, I still have a young baby. It takes a lot of time to get certified.
Yes.
So like, that's kind of why we wanted to start the process at least. So I don't know. I'm not like announcing this on Instagram and I'm not trying to
yes.
like air that out right now. I guess that is kind of new in our life.
Yeah.
It's just something I've been working on and doing. So once we know more, I'll keep my podcast
updated.
Girlies updated, but that's, I guess, something I haven't really like put out there.
Yeah. Yet. Which I get, I feel like sometimes I'm like, oh, I wish I wouldn't have said that we were like going through the process because we were like, we like looked back and we're like, okay, well, we might want a third kid. So like,
let's
pause.
Completely.
But then I do get DMs about it all the time. And I'm like, I don't want to say I'm not doing it because we still want to do it at some point. It's just right now while we're trying to figure out what we want to do, we don't want to, you know, take a kid in that we can't take care of for long term and whatever. So
yes,
but I'm excited for you guys.
Yes. No, I'm excited. We'll see.
So is Rossi still sleeping with Navy?
She's still in that room.
How's it going?
We've got to figure it out. I'm just like, I feel like I'm in limbo right now because I'm
totally.
Like, I could move a bed, but like, what if I get a 4 or 5 year old kid? Do I put them by themselves?
Yeah.
Not with those girls. Like, I don't want my girls to feel uncomfortable, but like.
But you do have a while.
Like, I do. Exactly.
It'll take at least that's like another so like true. 6-ish months to get. If you go quickly, it'll still take like 6 more months.
Completely.
So you could do it and then, you know, go from there.
That's true.
Because you want to deal with bedtime for 6 more months.
No, I don't. And that's a good point. Is like, I forget it. Like, it does take time. And so I'm like, oh, it's going to happen like in like a month. So like, why would I move things around? But like, it's not. And I know that it's not going to. So yeah, bedtime has been like crazy. I guess I haven't really like updated. It's not something I like talk about on Instagram either, I guess, but bedtime is just hard in our house. I don't know why. It's so, I do know why. It's because I have Rossi and Rossi is just crazy. She just jumps from bed to bed and like, she is just wild and she talks and she, but I will say there's like this funny little thing that happened. Navy, quiet little killer in there. Justin was putting them to bed and he's like, okay, go to sleep, like blah, 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 whatever. He steps outside their door and waits there. And Navy goes, I don't care what he says. I'm not going to bed. I'm not going to stop talking. Justin was like, get out here right now. And he made her go into Monty's room and just like sit there. And like, he's like, do you want to sleep in here?
Oh, what? That is, that's like so unlike Navy.
I know. I was like, little devil child.
Like she's an angel. Like where did that come from?
I can tell Navy, turn over. Do not talk to Rossi. Keep your back to her.
Great Wolf Lodge, she was great. She just like climbed on the top bunk, didn't say a word. She was not the issue.
Like she, I'm like, do not talk. Turn your back to Rossi. Don't let her influence you. Two-year-old.
Two-year-old is a horrible influence.
Like,
that is so funny.
But yeah, Justin came down. He's like, you will not believe what just happened. I'm like, what?
Did you hear Payson on Sunday say, can we watch Taylor Swift on the TV? And I was like, no, we're not going to watch TV. And then she turned to Navy and she said something like, it didn't work, or I tried to ask them. Like, Payson's like, Navy wanted me to ask.
Navy always does that. I'm like, she's like scared to be told no. I'm like, I'm not going to tell somebody yes until you know. Like, I'm just going to say no because the answer is no.
No. We also had like 8 kids there. We're not going to huddle in front of Taylor Swift TV.
Like, you're fine.
You're fine. I know.
Like, but you guys want to have a little girls' night and watch Taylor Swift? Sure.
That's fine. Totally like, fine. Sure.
We should probably plan that for them.
We should probably
plan Maybe ask for a Taylor Swift party. And I was like, no.
No. Jamie, you can't.
I love Taylor Swift, but no. No, she literally asked me. She's like, I want a Taylor Swift birthday party. And I said, nope.
Nope. No to Barbie.
Like, yep.
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 I love the Taylor Swift parties. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, love.
Just overdone.
It's just very overdone. Same with Barbie. And I love them. I truly love them. And I think they're so fun. And I love like their creativeness, but like I'm not doing it.
We should do that one night. Like
we should.
In the next like week or something.
Do just like a Taylor Swift movie night.
Yeah. Just have like a little movie night.
I would love.
Maybe when we celebrate Payson's birthday, we let them watch it. And
I love that idea.
Do something cute for that.
Yes. Yeah. Love that.
So anything else?
No, that's my life right now.
I know. I feel like that's my life too.
Going, trucking along.
Chugging along. Chug-a-lug-a-lug.
Trying to figure out 3 kids. You know?
Yeah. That is actually one of the big questions I feel like we've been getting. So why don't you talk about how life has been with 3 kids?
Kenzie asked me a lot and I feel like.
Because I want her to tell me it's easy.
I know. Okay. I really feel like people are kind of right when they say the third kind of pushes you over the edge.
Okay.
But it's not that hard. Like, it's definitely of like one more kid and it's like, ugh, like it's kind of hard, but it's also like doable. I don't know. It just, you have to do it. So I have to load the 3 kids. I have to get up extra early. Like,
do you feel like it's like significantly harder than 2 kids?
Honestly, I want to say yes, but I want to say no because Rossi's baby life was kind of a blur to me. And it makes me really sad.
I feel the same way. And it wasn't it was a little bit because of Pierce, but also just that stage of life. I was like,
Justin was just in school full time.
Yep.
Like I had Navy and like, I
was just like always stressed out.
I know. I feel like you and I were working really hard on Instagram. Like
we just started the podcast.
Like, I don't know. We had Adobe Lane going like.
It was just nuts.
Didn't we have Adobe Lane?
We were like in production with the first line.
Like life was just like really, really crazy. And I just like, I don't remember and I didn't cherish it. And it like, it makes me sad because I don't remember how hard it was, but I do remember being like, oh, this isn't that bad.
I remember being like, oh, this isn't that bad.
Me too. Like I remember I'd have friends that had 2 kids and they'd be like, this is terrible, blah, 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 blah. So I was so scared. But then I had Rossi and I was like, okay, it's actually like, isn't that bad. And I kind of feel like that with Monty. Like some days I'm like, oh my gosh, like I have three kids like in my ear. Like Monty needs me and she can't communicate other than screaming, crying.
Yep.
Rossi is like making Rossi. A mess in the corner. She's Rossi. And then Navy's just like, Mom, what are we doing? I'm bored. I want to do this. I want to do this. Oh, I don't want that for dinner. Oh, like, and I'm just like, oh my gosh.
You like, have like big opinions. Then you have like big personality.
Yes.
And then you have infant.
It's like, what, where is
my big needs?
And I'm just like, like, I'm like a ping pong ball, just like bouncing between all the kids. And so that's a lot. The mornings honestly aren't that bad. I was really scared to be able to get out the door.
That's my biggest fear.
It's not that bad. That is not my hard part. My hard part is before Justin gets home from like
3 to 6.
3 to 6 is terrible for me every day. Terrible. Like if you look at the clock and it's between 3 and 6, say a prayer for me.
Don't talk to me.
Don't
talk. That's normally when Jamie goes ghost and I don't hear from her.
Yeah. Don't talk to me. Say a prayer for me. Just know like I'm in the trenches at that moment. Yeah. In those couple of hours, it is insane. I'm trying to get Navy ready for dance. They're hungry. Rossi's up from her nap. I got to feed Monty.
And like, who knows how the toddler wakes up from their nap?
Oh,
are you going to be a demon or are you going to be an angel?
Exactly.
Did you get a good rest or are you not rested enough?
It is just psychotic.
It's a toss up.
It's a toss up. And so I'm like, some days I'm like, I got this. Like I got it. But then other days, like I'm struggling. People are like, you make postpartum look so easy. And I'm like, I have days.
We all have days. I feel like you don't even have days. I feel like you have moments.
I have moments of like, ah, I literally just want to scream.
Yeah.
And then I'm like,
go sit in your room, express your emotions.
Scream into a pillow.
And then you're done.
And then I'm fine. And that's honestly what I have to do because I'm like, this is too much. And I have to tell like my kids sometimes, I'm like, please don't talk. Just don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Go talk to each other. Like I can't. I'm overstimulated.
Nobody talk to me for and like 10 minutes.
My kids in the car lately, they fight over whose turn it is to choose the song. And I want to jump out my car. I'm like, I want to jump out of this moving vehicle because stop.
You're like, I'm just going to turn the radio on and whatever's on.
That's literally what I've been doing. I'm like, fine. I won't even choose the songs. Like, I'm like, this is a radio I can't choose. Like, sorry guys, because Rossi wants Daddy Finger and Navy wants Taylor Swift or she wants Miley Cyrus. Like she wants actual songs. And then Rossi says, I hate this song. And I'm just like, you guys.
Daddy finger, where are you? Here I am. How do you do? That was Pierce's favorite song in Paris. I heard it about 600 times. And he didn't really know the words. It was adorable. But I couldn't hear it more than.
No, that's a daily song in my car. That one. And Rossi calls it the funny song. It's the VeggieTales theme song. Do you know that song?
No, but I can't wait to see your Spotify Wrapped this year.
It is terrible.
It's going to be Daddy Fingers.
Daddy.
Which, by the way, who titled that who song?
That's kind of creepy.
No, it's like really Daddy Fingers. It's like really creepy. I don't like it. Where are you? No, it's creepy. It's
that
like,
song is not okay.
No, it's like not okay.
Yeah, we need to cancel that song.
Yeah, that song How is canceled.
Do that?
Rossi, no Daddy Fingers. See, that sounds so bad. That's like, I don't like it.
I don't like that. I do not like
no,
that.
No, but it was Pierce's favorite song for a second there too.
Yeah, so.
No one talks about the transition from like toddlers wanting to listen to like Moana and Elsa and VeggieTales and like
Daddy Finger
to like Payson actually likes my music. Like Payson like likes Taylor Swift. Like every time we get in the car, the first thing she asks for is for me to play Taylor Swift.
And I love it. When I just have Navy in the car, which is rare, but like when I just have her, if like I'm just taking her to something and I like the kids are with Justin or with a babysitter or something, I'm like, ooh, like what music are we listening to, girl? Like it's fun. I feel like I'm like with my friend in the car. Like, and I love it. Rossi's not at that stage. Although Flowers from Miley Cyrus came on today and Navy loves that song. It came on the radio and it was just me and Rossi and Monty because Navy was already dropped off at school. And Rossi goes, turn it up. I love this song. I'm like, freaking finally.
Finally. Pierce likes DJ's music.
I'm down for that. That's better than
it's better Daddy than Veggie Trip. Literally though. Literally.
Like,
yeah. I used to have to turn on like Miss Rachel songs for Pierce when he was little.
Yep. I know. Rossi still likes those songs and I'm just like,
it's so funny. Like,
and I just have to tell myself like, this won't be forever.
It will not be forever. But then Monty will start to like on and else. Like the amount of Frozen I listened to the first like 2 years of Payson's life.
Like why?
I could do every single song. Same with Moana. I could sing every song.
The thing is Rossi's weird because.
Oh, sorry, Monty. Oh my gosh. I just woke Monty up. Sorry, baby.
Rossi likes like weird. Like she likes VeggieTales theme song. We've never even watched VeggieTales.
You want to hear my new favorite thing about Rossi?
Like she's weird because she doesn't like the pretty Princess Moana Elsa songs. She wants like weird songs.
My favorite thing about Rossi is that her favorite movie right now is The Good Dinosaur, but she cries every time.
Every day she wants to watch The Good Dinosaur. Rossi's very much a creature of habit. If she likes a movie, she will. Kenzie, does she have ADHD?
I mean, it's a little too young, but her and Payson are very similar, and Payson for sure has ADHD.
Because she doesn't want a new movie. Kind of like Kenzie, she will not watch a new show.
I will not watch a new
show.
She
watches the shows over and over and over that she already knows. That is Rossi.
That's me.
She has two movies, Elemental and Good Dinosaur.
She was into Moana for a second.
She watched Moana for like a week and I was loving it.
I got her a Moana Tony.
She still loves Moana, okay. She does, but like she's very much into The Good Dinosaur. Okay. And it's a really sad movie. If you guys haven't seen it, the dad dies, the baby dinosaur gets lost from his mom. He like finally finds his mom, comes back. She's like has a broken back because she's like trying to do the like harvest. It is so sad.
I remember you asked Rossi, what show do you want to watch? And she said, The Good Dinosaur. And you said, Rossi, you cry every time. And I like busted out laughing. I'm like, why does she cry every time? And then you told me this. And I'm like,
the dad literally on screen gets swept away by a giant like river. He looks up at his son and just boom, gone.
Okay. That's like so depressing.
No. And Rossi bawls her eyes out every time, but she keeps asking to watch it. And she says, Mommy, I won't cry.
And then she cries.
I'm like, Rossi, I feel bad. I don't want you to cry, but like you keep asking to watch this. So like, I'm going to let you,
but also like,
but like, that's weird. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, think about the other weird things that she does that Payson does, like the little teeny tiny trinket crap.
And she knows where they are.
She
has like those little squishies. Have you ever seen them?
Payson.
Princess squishies.
No, Payson's the same. As much little crap that you can give Payson, like mom got her that treasure box thing, the little box. Yes. She's going to put all of her crap in there. I find trinkets of crap in her room that I have no idea where she got.
There's like these little tiny things. Like, wait.
And then I like put Payson in the car. She's like, I forgot my teeny tiny toy. And I'm like, okay, well, where is it? She's like, it's underneath the second pillow of my bed, sitting to the right of the dresser on the floor. And it's right there. She knew where this garbage was.
Little tiny garbage.
And don't you dare throw that away.
No, I've tried. Rossi will go to the trash and pull it out.
Yeah. That's another weird thing that those two do.
Like, my word.
Yeah. Yeah.
So... yeah, that's
fun. That's three kids. So it's not really the three kids. It's the Rossi of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. But like, if you want a third, like you can do it.
You can do it.
You just adjust. You have to. You have no choice. You have to.
I know. I asked you like literally the day after Monty was born. I'm like, so like, how's it going? Because, you know, we were thinking about a third. Yes. So I'm like, I need like some validation that like,
How are you?
Like, how is it really bad? Should I like not do it? Like, and you didn't leave your house for a while, so that was not helpful.
No, I didn't. And I'm glad I didn't, because now I'm like, my life doesn't stop.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, one of my questions, baby number three, Kenzie.
You know, I don't know. I can't answer that question. I think everyone thinks that I'm pregnant. I've gotten a lot of DMs asking me if I'm pregnant, or like people DM me like, I had a dream that you're pregnant and like I think that you are, because like I feel like that happens all the time. Like, yeah. You have a dream about somebody being pregnant and then they are.
Yep.
But I can say with 100% certainty that I am not pregnant. So I mean, that's my number one question in the question box is baby number three. So that's my answer, and I'll keep you guys updated. But
no, that's a good one.
That is all.
This is kind of a good one, kind of random, but do you ever reach out for brand deals, or do they always reach out to you
when it comes to getting paid? Okay, so my management will pitch me.
Yes.
Like if they have like on their roster, they have a brand, like, okay, let's just make up a brand and say Walmart. Okay.
Yes.
That's just an easy brand. So let's say that somebody else on their team is working with Walmart. They had a budget and they're casting more influencers. My manager will pitch me to them and be like, hey, she would be a great fit because of XYZ. Here's how much she gets paid, blah, 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 whatever. So they'll pitch that way. But very rarely are they just pitching to somebody that I'm like, I would love to work with this company. Give me a brand deal. If anything, they'll reach out for like gifting.
Completely. That's what I was going to say. Like if it's a gifting item, like a manager can reach out, or I have DM'd a brand like, oh my gosh, I'd love to like share your product. Like
totally.
If you ever want to include me on your PR list, like, or whatever, or they'll reach out and say, hey, can I have your address? I want to send you a package.
Yes.
Which I would say happens more than when I was first starting Instagram, I DM'd a lot of brands to like try to get free stuff. Too. And like, but now I feel like I don't really DM like a lot of brands, but if they reach out and email me and like, they don't want to do a paid, I'll take a gifting a lot of the time just to like see what it is or try it out.
The thing that's hard with like the gifting is like, like you said, when I was starting out, I wanted every single little baby boutique I could ever find.
Yep.
And then now like, they just expect a lot. And like, I'm not saying they don't deserve a lot. They deserve a lot. They deserve somebody that was
was where you were when you were
doing
that.
When I was doing that.
Yes, I agree.
Like I just, it's really hard because I really love supporting small shops. Like I love it. If a small shop sends me something, 99.9% of the time I share it.
Yep.
But there is that 0.1 where I don't get to it or I don't love it. Like that sounds mean, but I don't want to share it or like, I forget.
So I think to say the expectation of like, hey, you can send me something. Like if I get around to it, I'll share it. If not, thank you.
But like, I'll have like a brand, like there's been multiple times where like a brand is asked to send me something and I'm like, yeah, sounds good. And then they follow up 2 weeks later. Hey, I saw you got the package. When are you going to do your post? And I'm like, wait a second. I did not agree to a post. And they're like, okay, well we require a post. Like if you can't do a post, can you send us 10 images? And I'm like, I can't send you 10 images. If you want me to send you 10 images, like
go with my management,
Like it sucks because you don't want to be like greedy as an influencer, but there was a point when I had less followers, I was less busy. I didn't have as many children. My life was less chaos where I could
You could share all the things.
Yes. Payson loved photos. So yes. I didn't mind getting her dressed up for a bunch of photos.
Yep.
She's at school full time and Pierce hates photos. I can't do that anymore.
What are you going to do?
I can't do that anymore.
Yes.
And to me, it's not worth a $30 outfit.
100%.
Back then, it was everything.
It was everything.
It was everything. Sure.
I mean, I think it's also a little bit frustrating because I do think that sometimes brands take advantage of influencers because they want free exposure. Like, this is also a job. Like, would you ever ask, like, a house cleaner to come to your house and just be like, hey, would you, like, mind doing this for free? Like, I don't know. You would never ask somebody to do that. Like any job.
Come teach my kids for free.
Yeah. Like you,
it's marketing. It's essentially marketing.
It's literally a job. Like it's how I pay bills. It's how I live my life. So like at the same time, you do have to remember that part of it too, is like a brand, for instance, like they've sent me something for Monty. They said, hey, we'd love to send something for Monty. Like she's so cute. And I'm like, yeah, for sure. You can send it to me.
Totally.
Here's my address. There was no exchange of what will I share? When will I share it? How will I share it? They've followed up with me probably 7 times. Hey, can you send photos? Hey, did you get photos in this? Hey, will you do this? I'm like, I didn't agree to this. I love your product. And if she's wearing it and I remember, I 100% will share.
Yep.
And people will ask me, hey, where'd you get this? Cause it's cute. But like, like you're asking me to do work like for something that's $20. Like I will gladly pay for it.
If you're waiting for my photos, like, don't do that.
No. Like, and if a brand says, hey, we want to send you something, would you mind sharing? Like, and I agree to sharing 100% of the time. If I agree for sharing, I will share it.
Yes.
But if I don't agree to it in the first place, like I feel like that's kind of like you're taking advantage of it.
Yes.
And also like, I think a brand could follow up once and say, hey, did you love the product? Like if you do, you could share and I'll give you a code.
I'll give you a code. Yes, agree.
Not, hey, where's my pictures?
Well, and the other thing is we've been on the backside of that with Adobe Lane. There's been so many times where we've sent people dresses and they don't share until after the launch and then everything's sold out. And I'm like, that wasn't helpful. But like also, it is
what
it is.
We're not expecting it. Like we hope, and that's all you can do is you can hope that they'll share it for you.
But if you really want someone to share it as a small business, I would...
Set the expectation.
And I would also maybe look towards somebody that's trying to grow their following.
Yeah.
Because when I was trying to grow my following and really trying to start out, that was the small companies are what kept me alive.
100%.
They're what brought me my job that it is today. So I love sharing small shops. It's not that I don't love small shops. It's just that sometimes the bad ones outweigh the good ones.
Yes.
And there's so many good ones.
And the expectation is just a little too high for what you can give them.
Yes.
So I agree. Find someone that is like looking for PR packages
and
like, that will share.
Or like, DM me and say, will you for sure do 2 stories? And if it's a product that I really like and I think is valuable to my brand and my following, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I do not mind. 100%. I will do 2 stories for sure.
I agree.
But I don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's very few companies I reach out to now.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. That was a good one, Jamie. Okay. Oh, this, Jamie, this is a good one. What are your top three priorities in life?
Oh, okay. Priorities. Number one, my marriage.
I was going to say that too.
For sure. Number two, my children.
Same.
And number three, priorities. I mean, my husband, my kids, and I don't know.
I was going to say my health.
Oh, health is a really good one.
Like, that's something that has become very, very important to me.
I will say, like, kind of with that, but like, honestly, like my happiness. My happiness with religion.
Yes.
With my home, with my friendships, with my relationships. Mm-hmm. Like, just like, honestly, general happiness, overall general happiness in my life is a priority to me.
I agree.
And that includes a lot of different aspects.
Yes.
But yeah.
But you want to be happy.
That is a good one. That's like a little thought provoking.
I know. I mean, I feel like marriage and kids like take up two, which is like kind of annoying. Cause like, I know. Obviously, but.
Like, but
I have to say it.
I gotta say it. Like, truly. This is a good one. Kind of goes with that. How do you guys keep your relationships healthy with yourselves and your husbands?
Ooh, communication.
That's
lots of communication. Like, I would think DJ could read my mind. I would be like, I would tell him like a week before, like, hey, I have a nail appointment next Wednesday at 2:00. I need you home for. And then I expect him to like remember that and like not to schedule patients. Like, how am he supposed to remember that? Like,
yes,
there's no way he's going to like actively remember that. So I've been like starting to put all my stuff in a calendar.
Yeah.
And like, I'll like, we have a joint family calendar on my phone and I'll like star something if like he actually needs to pay attention to it.
Like click.
I need you home.
Click that,
this.
Look at that.
And it's been really good for us. Like, just being able to communicate better.
Yes.
Like, just.
I think too, my like number one tip, at least for like my husband is a date night. I said it once. I'll say it again.
And a date night where you don't talk nonstop about your kids.
Oh yeah. Like, you just literally like enjoy each other.
Yeah.
And that is it.
I totally agree.
That is it. Like, that is just so important. Just have a date night and just.
A date night could literally be going through the McDonald's drive-thru. It could literally be sitting in your car. Out on a lookout. It does, yeah. It literally could be the cheapest date, or you could Ruth's Chris and spend $200 on dinner.
Fun, like, date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can be a fancy whatever.
Date. Like, whatever date mm-hmm. you do and have, like, that is just my tip. And I think one thing is huge, and this kind of like ties into like postpartum and all mm-hmm. the things, is like, having a healthy relationship with yourself is doing stuff for you. Like, finding like self-care. I know it's like preached like a million times, but like, just finding something for you, whether that's like going to the gym, going to Pilates, hanging out with your friends, doing a girls night, going to Target by yourself and just walking around.
If my
grabbing
mental,
a drink yes. and calling your friend or your sister on the way, like, you've got to keep a healthy relationship with yourself, and you've got to have time away from your kids. You have to. Yep. Like, as bad as that sounds, it's not bad. Like, I mean, that doesn't sound bad. I'm trying to like figure out what I'm trying to say, but like, it's not that you need to be away from your kids all the time, but like, I think as a mom, you've got to have, if it's 10 minutes, 15 minutes on a drive,
yep,
you've got to get away from your kids. You have to have a mental reset. Like, I don't know how any mom that never, ever leaves their kids functions.
I don't
personally
either.
I don't. And I'm not judging you for doing that. If that works for you and you don't feel like you need that reset, but I would absolutely go crazy.
I need quiet. Also, like, it affects my marriage when I'm super stressed.
Oh, 100%.
And what's my biggest stressor in my life? My children. I love them. What's the biggest blessing in my life? My children.
But they're also the biggest stressor. They require so much of you. It's draining, but it's rewarding, but it's draining. And mm-hmm. so with myself, to keep that healthy relationship, that's what I do. I take the time for myself.
And I think that that's a good thing.
And that's what I have to do.
Okay. What are you most excited for this summer?
Oh, sad baby.
Sad baby.
Let's see, this summer.
Jamie's like, nothing. I hate it. I hate summer.
I hate summer more than anything. Honestly, I'm excited to like go to the beach.
Yeah.
And like have a hot summer day at the beach. I don't like know when, but that's going to happen.
But it's going to happen.
That's what I'm most excited for.
I am excited for everything. I freaking love the summer.
And to get tan.
I was literally about to say.
I hate not being tan.
I'm excited to be tan because I walked by my friend Carissa at the gym yesterday. She's so tan. I mean, she for sure had a spray tan, like, but she looked flawless. And I'm like, I am a ghost.
Like, what has happened? I know I self fake tan last night. I feel like a little bit better.
That's how I felt. I did self tanner for OKC because yes. I was like, I'm
white
as a ghost.
Like,
so I'm excited to be like naturally tan and not have to worry about self tanner yes, and like yes. being splotchy because I just get tan.
Yes.
I'm also just like really excited to get in the pool. Like, yes. that is the only thing Pierce wants to do.
Yes.
He jumped in the pool yesterday.
You lived in your pool.
I always live in
That's
my pool.
That's what you do.
I love my pool.
Which is amazing.
We'll be in my pool every second of every single
every
day.
Every single summer day.
So if you need me, come find me there. I really do.
I
like summer. I do. Yes. I'm excited also. I'm excited and I'm not excited to have Payson home all the time. Part of me is excited. Part of me is like really stoked.
Yes.
Like
yes.
she can play with Pierce. We can do whatever we want. We can have slow mornings.
Don't have to
like,
get up so freaking early.
Yep. But also I'm like, she's hungry. She's looking at my boobs.
She's searching.
But I'm excited to have her home. It should be nice.
That will be good. That will be good. Okay. It's kind of like speaking of spring, summer. Spring fashion must-haves. I want to hear your top three.
I don't know if I have them yet. Okay.
Okay, maybe do like one or two.
One or two. Number one is flowy linen pants.
That's a good one for you.
You know what sucks is I finally feel like I like am liking my clothes right now. Like I'm actually like I'm not struggling to get dressed every day because I feel like I have like a good combo of clothes, but they're all dirty because I can't wash any of them. So right now I'm like, I have no idea what to freaking wear because everything's dirty. So I feel like I have no clothes, but I know I have clothes.
Yes.
It's just, they're all dirty.
They're all dirty.
Flowy pants. Like I have like three pairs of flowy striped pants.
Yes.
They're like, one of them's linen. One of them's like a gauze material. And Arizona's like super hot.
Yep.
And I don't love like, I don't love shorts. I like shorts. I don't love shorts on
yes,
me.
Yes.
Yesterday I wore my like white Sophie shorts and I yes. love those. Those yes. are my favorite shorts, but they're yes. super dirty because I don't have a washing machine.
Can't do this a slob. It's fine. So,
dude, it's the worst. It's literally the worst. I've worn those shorts like 16 times.
And you're like, okay, they're like really dirty.
And I wore them the day after I put self-tanner on.
So they're like
really dirty.
Like a little brown.
So those for sure need to be washed. But flowy pants, nice shorts. I'm trying to think. Honestly, those denim sandals I bought.
Oh, I was going to say my sandals are.
Which ours are different. Yours are like the.
Mine are the like
rattan.
Raffian.
Yes.
I don't know how to say
me neither.
It.
But like, I love
them. They look
them.
Wicker.
They're cute. But I got the denim ones.
Yes.
And
have you gotten them?
Yes. I'm obsessed.
Why haven't you shared them, ma'am?
Because I'm still trying to find the outfit to wear with them and I can't try them on because I don't have any clothes. No, nothing's clean. Everything I would wear with them is dirty.
Show them in the box because I want to see them.
Okay. They're super cute.
I know. I really want
to
see
them. I tried to style them yesterday to go to my facial. I was just not.
It's not happening.
It was not happening. I needed to wear my hat because my hair looked bad and they don't match my hat. So.
Okay. Yeah. Those are like.
Oh, hats. Hats are in. I need to buy about 30 more hats because I want to wear a hat every day and I can't wear the same one every day.
Okay. I love that. I love that one. That's a good one.
I am obsessed with hats right now.
I love that.
So comfy pants, hats, my Steve Madden sandals.
Okay. I love that. My first one was going to be Steve Madden sandals. You stole it.
Okay. Sorry.
No, but like a good pair of sandals. Like I finally found them, girls, and love. We were just talking about this. Absolutely love.
Yes.
I already linked them. If you don't find them, go to my LTK because they're there.
They're there.
And I'm obsessed.
Have you worn them yet?
No.
Okay.
I worn them around my house to see if they're comfy and they are very comfy.
They're very comfy.
There is a Target dupe I shared. A lot of people have said they loved it. The only big difference I've found is it's a lot less
platformed.
I personally like a big platform.
Me too.
So I'm only 5'1". So like if you're a tall girly and you're not for that or you don't want to spend $100 on sandals, Target dupe I've heard are great. My friend, our friend Meg has one, the one who's on our podcast. She has the Target dupes and she says she loves them.
Totally.
So like Target dupes, they're there.
There you go.
Dupe girlies. So those sandals, a good pair of sunglasses. I've been loving my Free People
yes,
ones.
Yes, I love my Free People ones.
A good pair of sunglasses is like a must for me. And honestly, I'm like a little late to the game, but like the Hot Shot romper from Free People.
Did you buy it?
I bought the dupe.
Do you like it?
I haven't worn it yet.
Okay.
But like something like that, the Hot Shot dress, the Hot Shot short romper, a comfy summer outfit that you can like either put a short sleeve on if you like that or like a cute tank underneath.
Yep.
I don't know. I've got to have a comfy go-to outfit that like for years, the last 3 years, it's been those Free People sets, Kenzie. I have it in red, gray, and black. I am finally getting rid of those. They're in my bag to sell.
Oh, I get rid of mine.
I'm,
yeah.
I'm done. I've got to get rid of them. Yeah. I need a new outfit. The past three summers, every picture and video I see, I'm wearing them because it's comfortable.
It's comfy.
And I'm not too hot, but like, I'm done.
I'm done.
I'm done with those. They're still very cute, but I'm done. I can't see myself in another picture.
I literally wore those when I was pregnant with Pierce.
Kenzie, same with Rossi.
Years ago.
I'm done.
No, I agree. I totally agree.
Do you still have those too?
Well, I have
the red
gray
one.
I kept the gray one just because I really like the shirt to sleep in.
Oh, I kept my black one because I feel like a black set is just.
I would wear black all the time.
A black set is just a good set.
I feel like I'm really starting to like pick out clothes that I actually like.
I agree.
Like, it's taken me a minute to like get to the place where I like feel as good about clothes as I do right now.
Yep.
I can't wear any of them because they're all dirty, but I'm excited to like style summer outfits.
Yes.
Like, it's like warm this week and I'm like trying to think about like all the things I want to wear. Like, I need to go do laundry so I can wear them all. But
I went through all my bins of clothes because my closet is the size of a shoebox, and so I can have like two things hung up.
Perfect.
And so I went in the attic and I went through all of my clothes and I'm like, oh my gosh, this makes me excited. Like, I like went through the stuff I like kept. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to wear this. Like,
I really need to go through all my clothes. Did you sell it like sweatshirts and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Cause that's what I have the most of. Yes. I really just like need you to come over and be like, Kenzie, sell. Because it's really hard for me to get rid of things.
To get rid of things. Ugh, then I'm going to want your stuff. I'm going to say, I'll take that.
Give you $5.
I'll give you $5. I'm taking that.
Yeah. I still haven't gone through my stuff yet.
I was like, we're getting hot weather now. And everything in my closet is sweatshirts. I don't have
65
summer stuff
sweatshirts
because I don't have room for it. So like I have to make room. So I'm like, I have to go through my stuff.
I need to too. My closet's very small too.
Yeah. So I'm like,
not as small, but it is small.
But it is small. Yeah. So if you're in Arizona, I have a booth at the Rich Hanger.
Do you know what number yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
I will by the time this episode comes out, but I'll also share it on Instagram.
Perfect.
So, but I do have a booth there.
I really want to do it, but clothes.
It's like mostly Free People.
There's like literally no way I can make that happen by tomorrow.
I really want you to.
I really want you to, because if I don't do it a week with you, I'm just not going to do it.
I know. I like really want you to do
There's
it.
Just no way.
I know. Are you home at all today?
No.
Like, you honestly only need like 15, 20. You do. I promise. You need 15, 20 in your closet. I went through 5 bins in my attic and it took me 15 minutes max. My kids were outside playing. I had to go in the attic. I had to rush.
Okay. Well, then maybe I'll try to.
Just try. Because then we can do it together and we can just get it done and then we can make money and then we can go shopping.
That sounds enticing.
It's an incentive.
Okay.
To go shopping.
Can I FaceTime you while I'm going through my closet? 100%. And you can tell me what to throw away.
Because I'm going to say, okay, I'm going shopping. And you're going to say, oh, I don't want to go shopping.
I don't want money to go shopping.
Exactly.
Like, well, if you would have sold your clothes. If you would have
sold your clothes, you would go shopping.
Okay.
With me. Like,
fine, Jamie, I'll do it today.
Okay. I really want you to.
Okay. Fine.
But. Yeah. So yeah, there's my spring. I said what? Shoes, sunglasses, and like a comfy, cute go-to.
Honestly, I love her cry. It's just
so I know I had, there was a bunch of people on Facebook. They're like, oh my gosh, when Monty cries, I think my baby's crying in the background. I'm like, I'm so sorry, guys.
But she has to be here.
She has to be here. I'm sorry. She doesn't like have, like I would leave her, but it's just like we do the podcast at a time. Like I don't really have, Rossi's at school and Navy's at school.
Yep. So you're like,
I don't really have somewhere for Monty to go. I'm very sorry.
Jamie, I really like, I just like feel like I don't have that many crazy questions. I feel like I kind of covered all of my catch-upping.
Okay. Let's see your catch-up.
Catch-upping.
Okay. Oh, this one's fun. Let's do this really quick.
Okay.
Day in the life of each of you.
Okay. Me first?
Yeah. Go for
it. I wake up around 7.
I wake up. In my own pink world.
Payson and Navy love that song.
Oh my gosh.
I wake up around 7. Payson is normally awake by that time. There's the rare occasion where she's not. But normally her outfit's picked out in her room. So if she's like not in that yet, I'll be like, go put your outfit on and get ready.
Yep.
I go start breakfast. And then while it's cooking, I'll go get ready.
Yep.
And then I'll go back out there, get breakfast coordinated, put Payson's hair up. This is my morning because I feel like I have my morning down to a
tee. Yeah, no, that's good.
While she's eating, I put her hair up. Usually Pierce is still asleep or at least in bed.
Okay.
At this point.
So you're only Payson.
Yes, I get his breakfast ready. Then I go finish getting ready while she finishes eating. Depends when Pierce wakes up. If Pierce is awake, I'll put him out. I'll get him dressed, put him out there with breakfast, and then I'll finish. Yep. If he's not up yet, I'll have his breakfast on the table and I'll go finish getting ready. Then I'll get him ready. Then I'll put him at a seat. I'll do his hair, put his shoes on, let him eat a little bit. pack, like have Payson's backpack, put it together. Yep. Usually he takes his waffle in the car. It's just like a frozen waffle. So he just takes it in the car with him.
He's it frozen.
He would, honestly. And then we go to school. School drop offs by 8:15.
Does he not eat that with syrup?
No, he does not like syrup, which is fantastic.
Just with literally nothing. Butter?
But it's like a cinnamon waffle. It's like, like
Kodiak cinnamon. Okay.
He refuses.
I mean, that's nice for you. Wondered that. I'm like,
no, he literally just, how do you dry, do
waffle.
Yep. Dry waffle.
All right.
Yeah.
Go for it.
And then we have to be at school by 8:15, drop her off. Me and Pierce usually go just straight to the gym, and I work out from like 8:30 to 9:30. And then I usually will try to find like one thing to do, whether it's like we go to the park, we go to Target, we go to Trader Joe's, we go to the grocery store. I go do like a USPS return or an Amazon return, or I have to like go get a car wash or get like a drink. And then I go home, Pierce naps at noon. He naps from like noon to 3:30-ish. Then Payson has dance. DJ will get her on his way home from work a lot of the days. Sometimes I have to go get her. Nice. But then she gets home, we get dressed. She has dance Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And then I usually leave Pierce with DJ, and then we go to dance. I come home, DJ has dinner made, and we do dinner, and then it's bedtime. And that is it.
And there's your day.
And it's normally the same every day.
Every day.
What about you?
I'll choose a day I have like dance or something, because I mean, obviously every day is a little different. Yes. But my morning, I usually get up. I get up at 7 o'clock, and then I get ready, and I like quickly get ready. I like don't like do my full makeup or anything.
Me neither. I just like throw on my skin tint.
Yeah, I literally don't do anything. I just get dressed, and then I go upstairs and get the kids ready, because we have to leave our house no later than like 7:35-ish.
I can leave at 7:50.
Yeah, so I have to be up at 7. I got to go up. I go upstairs. I usually leave Monty because she's usually asleep, so I usually can leave her while I go upstairs. I get the two girls ready, get them dressed, get their hair done, get everything like done upstairs. Yep. And then we go downstairs, we'll get breakfast real quick, pack snacks, water bottles, folders in backpack, lunch in backpack. And then even if a day that Rossi doesn't have school, because she only goes to school Monday, Wednesday, I still get her like fully ready just so we're done for the day.
Yeah, I do that with Pierce every day. I get him ready no matter what.
Yeah. And then if it's a day I don't get ready, I go back home. So I take Navy School, I drop her off. She has to be dropped off by 7:50. To like make it in the door. Yeah. So I drop her off at school, and then I usually come back home and I'll get ready. If I'm like not leaving the house right after, cause I will have time. So I'll come home and like get ready, and then I'll either like get my returns together or like go
grab a fun drink,
go to the grocery store. Yeah. All those same things I'll go do. And then we come home. Rossi takes a nap around usually 12:30 or 1 o'clock. And then during that time, I like feed Monty, clean the house, watch a show, do laundry, just whatever.
Do a little bit of work. Film some ads.
Yep. Whatever I have to do, I'll do during that time. And then Navy gets carpool, so she gets to get dropped off at home, which is so nice. So she gets dropped off at home. By that point, I try to have like, if she has ballet, we'll have like her clothes ready to go and a snack ready for the kids for when Rossi wakes up. Rossi like doesn't really eat like lunch. Like she doesn't really
neither does Pierce
want like a lunch. So I usually try to pack her like, she really likes those like salami, like cheese.
Yes.
Like things that we like. So she like yesterday she had that for lunch with like a piece of fruit. And so she had like a peach. And so I'll like kind of bring her food on the go for lunch. And then a lot of times Justin will pick her up from whatever sport she has. So I get to go back home. I'll start dinner, and then he comes home, and then that's our day. And then he's fully in charge of bedtime.
I will say like it is the mornings are the most chaotic.
Yeah. My like, 3 to 6, as mentioned.
I feel like 3 to 6 is like chaotic, but like I am always like rushing to get out the door in the mornings. Yeah. Like 3 to 6.
You usually have DJ though during that time.
You don't have
him in the morning.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, she's at dance from 3 to 6. So like I really don't do much.
Yeah, that's true.
Like today she has dance at 3:30 and we're not going to leave the studio until 7.
Yep.
We have one 30-minute break in there. But other than that, she's dancing from 3:30 to 7.
Yep.
So like that's the whole horrible time of my day with my children, and she's at dance and I don't have Pierce. That's nice.
Yes.
But
yes.
You're right. DJ usually is home by 3.
Yes. So it's like that crazy time where the kids are like starting to get antsy. Like One of you can be with the kids. One of you can make dinner.
Yes.
So it like, it's nice to have that.
And rarely are we both home yes. during that 3 to 6 because she dances Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And like usually on a Tuesday or Thursday, she's in tumbling or I like had a facial yesterday.
Yep.
So DJ was home with the kids from 4 to 5:30. Yep. And I got home and I only had 5:30 to 6:30 with them because it was bedtime.
Completely. I know sometimes I have a couple friends or like some teenagers that will come over and just like play with the kids and hang out with them.
Yes.
And I'm like, I love those days because I'm like, it's crazy, but like, it's so helpful.
It's
literally just one extra person to like be with the kids is so nice.
It is.
So it's like, it's nice. So I like when I have that. It's so helpful.
It gives you a little extra. Monty's saying hi.
Why, huh?
Nope. No noise.
So yeah, that's my day in the life. And people were wondering updates on our husband's careers.
But
they're just working.
They're working.
They're just working. I mean,
yeah.
They're just working.
DJ has a crazy busy week this week, which kind of sucks because last week I felt like wasn't that busy.
Yep.
It like depends on how many patients he has to see.
Right.
So like this week he has a crazy load of patients, but he also has to take off Friday next week. So
he's got to like get it together.
Yeah. He has to like kind of make up for it. But DJ loves his job. His schedule's great. No complaints over here.
No complaints. Yeah.
I just wish we didn't have student loans to pay.
Truly, though.
That's the worst. But I feel like their jobs are going good, much better than being in school.
Yeah. And then, I'm just trying to do the ones we got like a lot of. House updates, nothing.
Oh, mine is still in shambles.
This is in shambles. I'm not doing any renovations yet right now, so... People were wondering what renovations I'm doing. I'm not doing anything.
Well, we're redoing a whole bathroom, so.
I want to redo a bathroom.
We are. Maybe just have a flood.
Just have a flood.
Break something.
Perfect.
And then you can redo your bathroom.
I can redo my bathroom.
Oh my gosh, no, please don't do that. It sucks. Look at the way she's looking at you. She's just staring at you. Yeah, my house is in shambles, but we do get to redo the bathroom, so that's exciting.
Yeah, so that's a good thing. And then this one, I don't know why, but I got this a lot. Horses and chickens at your house, are they yours? How's taking care of it? Ask Justin.
I do nothing.
You
feed them, they jump on you.
We have the chickens, you're right. We have three horses and then we have Justin has two buddies that each have a horse at our house. So one of our horses is a shared horse with one of Justin's. Justin and his friend, it's the first horse we got. They bought a horse together.
Cowboy.
Cotton.
Cotton.
Cowboy's not our horse, that's Riley's.
Okay.
But he's at our house and we can ride him if we want to. And then Justin has two of his own horses. So we have five horses, but they're not all ours. Justin and his friends take care of them together. They have joint custody.
Is it stressful to have that many animals?
No, because I don't really deal with the horses.
Yeah.
Like they're theirs and they do their rope horses. And like sometimes on Saturdays, he's like, I got to go clean out the horses. And I'm like,
so annoying.
I want to hang out with you. So that's a little bit annoying, but like.
Other than that.
It's not bad. Yeah. And Justin loves it. So I just like.
The chickens are like very low maintenance.
Chickens are so easy. Like they really are so easy.
And I have 18 eggs from them.
Ours are, I think, because some people are like. Say that chickens are really hard, but ours are free range. So like we don't have to clean out the coop very much.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? We go collect the eggs. Justin will clean it out like once every couple of weeks, just like keep it nice for them. But like I go outside, Rossi helps me feed them once a day. They have like a automatic water.
Yeah.
And then we collect their eggs.
I want chickens.
Pretty
That's
easy.
The only thing I do want. I would like chickens.
Your kids would love Pierce would love chickens.
Pierce would just go sit.
He would literally go sit in the chicken coop.
No, at our next house, as long as our HOA is okay with it, I would love to have chickens.
You'll get chickens, yeah.
But we'll see.
Chickens are, they're not.
We could have chickens right now. We don't have an HOA.
I wonder if Nugget or Jimmy would try to eat them.
No, Nugget for sure would. Jimmy would think it was hilarious.
Yeah, he would. He would probably try to chase them.
Yeah, Jimmy would try to chase them. But Nugget would actually murder them.
Yeah, you'd have to be careful with that.
Yeah.
We just would like, when we were teaching Coco, we would just like have her go out there and we'd like have a leash on her and just like, if she tried to like get mad, cause it's instinct. We just would put on the leash.
Yep.
Now she runs out there with them. So
I know I need to get some chickens. My kids would love that.
So yeah, there's our life. I feel like that was kind of the biggest updates we had. So, for some reason I did get this question really quick. And then we'll stop talking. if we ended up getting a farm dog, because I said like we were going to that day, but we actually didn't because we didn't want another animal to take care of right now. So
I think that might be a smart decision.
Also, we need to like trap the coyote before we like get another dog, I think. So
that's, yep.
Anyway, not gonna, that was a very like emotional rash thought me and Justin had, and we were really gonna go do it. We like looked and talked to some people, but in the long run, we don't need another animal right now to take care of.
So. Makes sense.
So yeah, no farm dog right now.
No farm dog yet.
Eventually we'd like to get one,
but not right now.
But not right now. So yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that was a good update.
That was our little life updates. So yeah.
Is that all?
That's it.
Okay.
That's it. Okay. Well, hope you guys like this one. We have some fun episodes coming up that we're like excited about.
Yeah. So we like did a big planning meeting.
Hopefully you like this. These last couple have been part of our like plan. So hopefully you liked them and have a good rest of your week. And we will see you next week on the
Codependent Podcast.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.